رحلة نجاح بودكاست هو بودكاست بيتكلم على نجاحات الناس عادية خالص في مصر وفي العالم العربي. كل يوم ثلاث ممكن تسمعونا الساعة 10 الصبح على كل منصات التواصل الاجتماعي ومنصات البودكاست. يلا نبدأ الحلقة. صباح الخير، معاكم حلقة جديدة في رحلة نجاح بودكاست. زي كل أسبوع بيبقى معانا ضيف أو ضيفة جديدة بقصة النجاح أو رحلة نجاح. أنا آسف، هي رحلة أكتر من هي قصة. الأسبوع ده معانا نيفين زكي، Art Therapy Practitioner بهوليستيك ابروتش، وهي هتشرح لنا كلام المجعلص ده، لان انا الكلام ده بالنسبه لي مجعلص يعني، بس هي هتشرح لنا الجيرني بتاعتها وتشرح لنا ايه التشالنجز وايه الاوبستكلز اللي هي واجهتها. صباح الخير نيفين، اخبارك ايه؟
صباح النور يا مهند، أخبارك أنت إيه؟ أنا تمام
انا تمام. احنا نعرف بعض من زمان جدا، صح؟
جدا جدا.
جدا جدا يعني فانا الفتره اللي فاتت شكلي كده يعني انا بحاول اريكونكت مع الاصدقاء كلهم، فانت مثلا رقم اربعه من الاصدقاء اي لاست كونكشن قلت اي ريكونكت، عشان حسيت ان الجيرني بتاعك ملهمه وانسبايرنج، وانا عايز الناس تتعلم منك، بالذات البنات والسيدات اللي نفسها ان هي تطلع من الكارير بتاع الكوربريت لحاجه باشنت هم بيحبوها، بس في نفس الوقت شغل هم مستعد ان هم يعملوا الخطوات. فانا مش هحرق الدنيا، بس او اديك الانترو يعني.
في كتير جديد، وبعدين بحب الرابعة، فبينج نمبر 4 is nice, it's my lucky number.
اوه جريت جريت جريت. قولي لي بقى، how did your journey start؟ يعني ابتديت ازاي يعني؟
اوكي، انا عارفة ان انت عارف شوية من الحاجات دي، بس عشان الناس مش عارفة، انا اول ما دخلت الجامعة واتخرجت من كمبيوتر ساينس، كان قرار كده جاي من الأول، فقصة لن أعيش في جلباب أبي شوية. أنا وأنا كنت بكتب حلو جدا، وآي
اوكي
ثينك أي واز تالنتد. عايزة أقول لك إن أول مقال كتبته كان عندي 6 سنين، وكان عنوانه الفساد في مصر. أوكي،
ده مقال صعب جدا لحد
رغم
عندها
ان
ست سنين
الحاجات اللي جواه ما كانتش قوي الفساد في مصر، بس تخيل ام 6 years old وست سنين وبحاول اكتب حاجه كده. ففي لحظه من اللحظات حسيت ان بابايا عايزني ادخل اعلام او حاجه زي كده، فانا حسيت لا، انا عارفه ان هو كان ساعتها معروف وكان كاتب سياسي، فحسيت لا، انا لو انا ظهرت في الحته دي هيبقى عشان بابايا. فحاجة جوايا كده معرفش جت منين، يمكن يعني مش عايزة طبعا أقلل من الموضوع، بس يمكن كنت ساعتها بقرأ قصص، أنا مش صغيرة، فكنت بقرأ قصص ملف المستقبل، وكان فيه نور ومش عارفة مين ومين، ونشوة كانت بتعمل حاجات كمبيوترز واتيفر، أنا قلت انترستين كمبيوتر ساينس، فدخلت كمبيوتر ساينس. ومعرفش ايه اللي حصل، انا كنت بحس نفسي دايما شاطره وكده. I was struggling شويه في الجامعه، it was difficult، في حاجات كنت بحبها وحاجات ما بحبهاش، بس I still thought this is the future. I graduated من الجامعه، اشتغلت في شركات كتيره جدا في مصر، حاجات مالتي ناشونال وحاجات لوكال that are really really strong. معرفش اذا بنعمل نتكلم على اسماء شركات، بس مش هعمل دعايه.
زي ما
it was
طبعا الموضوع يرجع لك يعني، عايزه تقولي الشركات، مش عايزه
No,
تقوليش.
it's fine. It's just a bunch of those. Well, I was doing well. I was doing well. بس اللي أنا ما لاحظتوش طول عمري لحد lately، بس دي حاجة I reflected on، إن أنا كنت بعمل كويس في شغلي، I was growing وكل حاجة، بس probably في الحتة، يعني حتى لو technically، بس برضو في الحتة I'm working with people وبتعامل معاهم، و I'm building teams و I know how to motivate my teams, I know how to make my teams grow. ده كان بيرفلكت على السكسس التكنيكال، ما كانتش بس عشان نيفين is an individual contributor بتقعد تشتغل على حاجات that are super technical. أنا ساعتها ما خدتش بالي، I was growing everything. وبعدين على 2010 I guess قلت لا أنا حاسة إن أنا I'm stuck very much في التكنيكال. I want to do my MBA. أنا عايزة أشوف bird eye view شوية. في الوقت ده كان I did ساعتها كنت عايزة أعمل MBA في حتة كويسة في مصر، ما كنتش أقدر بره مصر، في حتة كويسة في مصر. طيب فين الـ AUC؟ What do I do؟ Scholarships. ف I applied. I have to tell you في الأول ما جبتش the highest TOEFL ولا the, sorry أو the highest GMAT ساعتها ولا كان إيه مش فاكرة whatever we do. وناس كتيرة جدا and I have to say this رغم إن هي مش reflection لو what I do now بس ناس كتير قالت لي لا Niveen you didn't get the minimum score that you want. Do not continue. Do not apply. They are some of them are close friends. Some of them are family. Why are you embarrassing yourself? It's not, it wasn't really low, but it wasn't the minimum. وبعدين something inside me, and that's why I would come to this voice of intuition, because it's very important whenever we do it. Something told me, what would happen? Let me apply. I went through all the process. The process is not only the numbers. They have asked me to do things, to write things, to do, to present things, and so on. And I actually accepted. Later on, after year one, where they actually go through the process and they tell you where you are, I was one of the very recommended people to the program. This is one of the messages that I wanted always to tell people, go with your intuition, believe in yourself, because it's not always numbers. And sometimes we look at people بشكل شوية عارف اللي هو لا people are more than that and that's what will take us to what is holistic in a bit. Okay, finished all of that وفي الوقت ده قلت لا بقى انا مش عايزه very technical. I want to go a little bit. Let me look into marketing and sales. And that's it. بس اذا عايز تسالني حاجه دلوقتي عشان I will tell you about my move from the
لا
country.
لا هو
رغية شوية.
لا لا اتس اوكي. لا لا طبعا يعني ده هو اللي انا كنت عايز اقوله لك. الناس اللي كانوا واقفين ضدك وواقفين ضد الخطوه اللي انت عايزه تعمليها، انا برضو نفس الشيء على مدار السنين اللي فاتت. اولا البودكاست ده مبني على رحلتي انا الشخصيه، يعني الايديا طلعت من رحلتي انا. انا في 2020 سبت الكوربريت، اوكي، of my own يعني of my own being يعني and I wanted to leave. كان جا لي اوفر تاني زي اي كوربريت employee يعني، والاوفر التاني طبعا ما قعدتش فيه كتير يعني. اولا الاوفر يعني الشركه التانيه، talking about negative people، كل الناس قالت لي لا لا ما تسيبش الشركه الكبيره وتروح شركه صغيره، برغم ان الشركه الصغيره هتدفع لي 3 تايمز الشركه الكبيره. دي اول حاجه. فقلت لهم لا، يعني انا ابو عبيط لو انا ما خدتش 3 تايمز اللي احنا محتاجينها يعني. ووقتها طبعا الاسعار وقتها الاقتصاد كان احسن شويتين عن دلوقتي يعني. وقعدوا يقولوا لي مش هتنجح مش عارفش ايه. وبعدين حصل اللي حصل، وهو ماشيني عشان كورونا يعني باختصار. and then I started the journey. فلما ابتديت بقى البودكاست برضو كل الناس بما فيهم امي، بس عشان تبقي عارفه يعني، وانا مش زعلان منها على قد ان انا يعني هو في جزء كبير كبير عدم فهم وعدم ادراك وعدم يعني طب انت بتعمل ايه؟ لا انا لقيت حاجه بحبها، وانا بطبعي زيك برغي كتير كده، وبطبعي انا ترينر. ف this is the natural effect يعني هو ان انا ادخل على حاجه فيها بودكاستنج وكده. و I went through the journey ups and downs و support كتير وكده. والنهارده مامتي بتقول لي اه انا بتفرج عليك وشكلك حلو بتقول كلام حلو يعني. قصدي حتى الناس دلوقتي اللي كانوا سكبتيك او مش فاهمين بقوا فاهمين. وانا ما بعملش يعني انا I went with my gut feeling، وانا ما بعملش الموضوع ده عشان اشتهر ولا ابقى انفلونسر يعني. انا بعمل الموضوع ده عشان impact social change في المجتمع ده. هي دي القصة يعني. بس
Thank you.
يعني اه يعني يعني I agree with you. You always have to go with your gut.
Yes.
لان انت عارفه 90% of decisions are made through the gut. يعني this is it's proven, medically
Yeah.
proven. انا ما بكفش يا جماعه, ما بكفش اي كلام من عندي يعني. ف
We've been conditioned to actually stop this voice ونعمل حاجة that is not us and then we start to get sick later on and many other things.
وبعدين احنا we are always pushed في المجتمع ان احنا لازم نعمل الحاجه العاديه, حاجه النوم, حاجه المعروفه,
كتالوج كده نازل،
الكتالوج.
عارف انت لازم تمشي على الكتالوج.
فلما بيبقى في حد زيه زي ريبليوس اباوت الستيتس كو زي ما بيقولوا يعني, الناس ما بتبقاش فاهمه وبتبقى معترضه, بتبقى شايفه النيجاتيف بيبل, طبعا بتبقى شايفه ان ده كلام فارغ فارغ وكده. السبورتيف بيبل لا, هم بيبقوا عارفين وشايفين, شايفين اللي احنا شايفينه, شايفين المستقبل. هي دي اللي يفرق يعني.
Exactly. And yeah, I totally resonate with that. و فعلا انا في حاجات كتير قوي لو فضلت ماشية ورا آراء معينة I wouldn't have changed and I started doing something that is more fulfilling to me. لأن because after the whole MBA and sales and I tried to do also the, I didn't try to do it for مصر. انا ساعتها I got an offer في دبي وI traveled and it was the first time to work on a job that is sales. بس I capitalized on my previous experience in IT. So I was doing sales for things related to what I do in IT.
Okay.
لا بقى حياة مختلفة. هنا كان التشالنج وI know إن ناس كتير مرت بيه ومش حاجة يعني واو. بس I was I've always lived in at my home, I'm the only child, whatever, and then suddenly I have to travel somewhere and start a life from scratch. With starting a new type of job from scratch, with getting into المجتمع وأعرف ناس, كل حاجة was totally new. And I play comfortably out of the comfort zone, so I was fine. I know some of my friends that came here for a couple of months وقالوا لا مش قادرين نعيش لوحدنا. أنا I think what helped me throughout this journey and helped me to reflect إن أنا بعرف أوي أقعد مع نفسي وبحب أقعد مع نفسي. والناس بتقول لي يعني إيه بتحبي تقعدي مع نفسك؟ فأقول لهم لو ما تعرفوش تحبوا لو ما بتحبوش تقعدوا مع نفسكم مش هتعرفوا love to other people. ف you need to stay by yourself. I think this helped me a lot. I moved بقى شوية in some corporates here. الجو هنا بقى مختلف خالص عن مصر. الكومبيتيشن
كومبيتيتيف قوي, اكتر من مصر يعني.
في ناس واقفة طوابير عشان انت لو عملت كده يبقوا في
لا
مكانك.
طبعا طبعا طبعا.
It's crazy. Business owners are not patient. They do not understand how things go. And if you want to build this in the interpersonal relationships with your clients, they don't understand. They want you to do sales, sales, sales. And this is not how it works because the context of البلاد العربية is different. You need to build this kind of relationship. وفي الوقت ده ابتدوا مش عايزين يستخدموا my biggest pursuit, like relationship building. So they want me to do sales, sales, sales. It's against my nature. Although I appear as an extrovert, but I'm an introverted, I'm an introvert in nature. So it started to get very pressuring. I was still doing well, navigating, you know, like you're navigating, going one step by step, step by step, until two major things that have happened in my life that have shifted everything. One of them, I was working in a corporate. People are nice to me, they're not. But I, in that place, I got hospitalized twice because of stress.
Okay.
Although I'm also like an avid meditator, I meditate all my life, but it was not only that, because I was doing something that is totally not me. I've been pressured. At that point of time, when I came back from the hospital, I went to the emergency. They told me it's only stress, you're healthy. I came back with my medical certificate to my manager, Oltelo. They told me I need a break. At least 2 weeks, you need a break. And
هو رفض, هو أكيد
he
رفض.
sympathized with me, you know, empathy, sympathized, and you know how important empathy and compassion in
أيوه
love. He sympathized and he told me, Naveen, but you know, we have this project now, so we will finish it in around 1 month from now and then take as much as you want. I mean, what was that? I was very, because I've whatever I felt, nobody was with me. I had to take myself to hospital to the emergency because I, so it was a point where I started to reflect, like, what is that? And I had to tell him over the phone at that way, it was over the phone. And I told him, like, yeah, X, like, what if I suddenly died? I mean, you would manage, right? So ما فيش حاجة بتقف على حد. ف
صح.
how if you let me take this, I will be able to give more. المهم ما حصلش. And I put this as a black point. It happened once again. And that was the point where I came back home and I didn't have the conversation. I resigned. That was it. I thought, like, at that point of time, I did not have a big plan. And people told me, you're crazy. انت في دبي هتعملي ايه؟ I didn't have like an amount of savings that would sustain me for so long. But that was the step number one. Okay, eventually I got back to a job and I was still in corporate for a bit, but I was trying to set my boundaries. لأن السؤال اللي الناس بتنورمالايز every day يا مهند في الانترفيوز, do you work under stress؟ أنا بقول للناس إجابته مش yes, و yes أنا أجمد واحد بشتغل under stress. إجابته is how long is this stress and in
ايوه
which situations. بس طبعا لو أنت قلت لحد كده مش هيعينك, بس ده
لا لا،
اللي
ما بصي، انا حاسس بيكي. الفتره اللي فاتت، الفيو ويكس اللي فاتوا، انا عشان انا بشتغل، عشان برضه الناس تبقى عارفه، انا بشتغل 3 different jobs يعني at the same time. انا I'm not a corporate employee، بس انا بشتغل 3 different jobs in terms، يعني ككونسلتنت فريلانس تسميها. فانا فريلانس ترينر وتيم بيلدينج اكسبرت، يعني بعمل تيم بيلدينجز وكده، وفي نفس الوقت شغال في شركه كوتشنج وكده، وات ذا سيم تايم بعمل البودكاست. الفتره اللي فاتت جات لي بقى، يعني it was too much. الشغل بتاع شركه الكوتشنج زاد زياده قوي يعني، واحنا عددنا قليل قوي، احنا we're 2 or 3 يعني. والبريشر كان خلاص، انا يعني مش قادر. وانا I'm a meditator برضه، I meditate، بس مش قادر، مش عارف يعني، عايز يوم افصل.
Exactly.
وكمان الفترة اللي فاتت انا ظهري جالي ديسك، فطبعا ظهري في حالة وجع مستمرة، ف I can't stand، I can't sit، يعني I have to اعمل اثنين. ففيصت يعني، اكشلي انا فيصت، انا جيت على يوم الخميس اللي فات وما عملتش حاجه في الشغل ولا حتى في البودكاست. يعني I had one episode and that's it. يعني لنا، يعني انت عارفه، شغال تسجيل ابيسود، شغال تسجيل، عامل ريلز، شغال ان اقابل كلاينتس عشان اكبر البودكاست، وبعدين on the other side الشغل التريننج والحاجات دي بيطلب مني سفر رايح راجع. يعني انت عارف، مشاوير زي اروح السخنه يوم وارجع، اروح الجونه يوم وارجع، اروح ما اعرفش فين وارجع. وهي الفكره اجانا عشان الناس تسمع، انا ما بقولش لا طبعا، عشان كلنا محتاجين الجوب. I like doing it، بس it's physically very
تمام.
draining. يعني مش عشان انا مش عايز اعملها، بس هو right, it's a lot. If you do it at least twice a week, 3 times a week, it's too much يعني. فاهم قصدي؟
لا أنا معاك
ف
تماما,
I agree معاكي، وهي دي
في
المشكله.
فرق كبير قوي. صح, بص اللي أنت بتقوله, بس سوري إن أنا قطعتك, بس
لا لا شو قلت؟
اللي أنت بتقوله مهم جدا. الناس بتفتكر أوقات إن أنا لما شفت لحاجة I'm passionate about which has happened to me that I don't get the stress. No, it's a different thing. It's manageable. It's not like you're doing something out of your nature that is also stressing you out. Stress comes in life anyway. It's our role to learn how to listen to our bodies and manage it,
بالضبط
not go with it.
بالضبط
So when
بالضبط
you have a job that you're passionate about, you will be able to create this kind of balance.
بالضبط بالضبط. واجان عشان الناس تبقى فاهمه، اي شغلانه حتى if we're passionate about، لما بتبقى تقلب من passion للشغل لشغل، لان في الاخر انا بقول للناس انا لو ما عملتش الشغل ده الكريديبيلتي بتاعتي تقع في ثانيه.
طبعا
احنا دلوقتي بقينا يعني بقينا بنشجع البراند، البيرسونال براند. فانا مين للناس؟ انا مهند الهوست بتاع البودكاست ده. طيب انا لو انا ما عملتش شغل وجبت جيستس كل اسبوع ومن الجيستس طلعت منهم احسن حاجه، اوكي، فده هيبقى ستريس عليا. لو انا بقى ما عملتش بقى اللي هي حته الاديتنج والحته ده برضه ستريس عليا، لان في الاخر انا بحاول اوصلها لبزنس. اتس نوت جاست اتس نوت اني مور a passion ولا hobby، هو بقى a business that I need to sustain
هوبي.
واجيب الشغل منه يعني. يعني انا اجري وذ يو طبعا الستريس. انا يعني اكتر حاجه نيفين كان المشكله الفتره اللي فاتت ان انا كنت بحاول اشوف مع الكوربريت بيعملوا ايه في الويل بينج. يعني انت عارف النهارده موضوع الويلنس والويل بينج بقى اتس شو ثينج، بقى بنفيتس زيها زي
Exactly.
كارت الميديكال. يعني هو لازم يديني كارت ميديكال بنفيت عشان معياش، هم يعملها ليش خدمة يعني، هو يعني لازم يعملها عشان has to be يعني. فالويلنس بقى برضو benefit يعني، ما بقاش حاجة يعني لازم الامبلوير يعملها. واجين الامبلويرز انا ما اعرفش في دبي او في الامارات شايفين كده ولا، انا لحد النهارده انا مش شايف اي شركة في مصر بتاخد اعتبار الايموشنز والاحساس بتاع الامبلويز قبل اي حاجة، قبل الفلوس.
فلو انت سألت على الإمارات مؤخرا، كان في this is what is happening. Wellness started to be mandatory in companies, so specifically in government departments, so they started to have departments for that. Of course, changing the culture is a big thing, to say if people take into consideration the emotions of the person or whatever, the leaders would have the appropriate emotional intelligence or not. But they started to build wellness departments, and they get on the top of those departments people who are experts in that. I wouldn't say it was a big change, but also having this as mandated somehow, أنا شايفة إن ده كويس. بس طبعا without changing the culture,
أكيد.
yeah, it will be في الآخر. I was a corporate employee for أكتر من 20 سنة. لما حد يقول لي oh we have a training today about كذا, in my head like can you just give me the day off and let me sleep, you know, especially if the company is not taking care of you, but suddenly they pop up something and they invite Mohammed or Naveen to go to something. You'll
أيوه
find that of resistance, and then you need to let by time people would understand the benefit of what you do and they start to get along with you. But you see people once you get into the room and then they are like yalla بقى another wellness, another coach, الناس دي رايقة ومش عارفة احنا what we're passing through.
ده صحيح يعني. وعشان كده من الحاجات المهمة في البودكاست ده، أو من الرسالة اللي احنا عايزين نوصل لها يعني، whoever we are، coaches، therapist، art therapy practitioners، احنا مش يعني احنا البرسبشن بتاعتنا احنا مش ناس فاضية، احنا ناس عندنا ميشن معينة عايزين نحاول نغير كلتشر صعب ان هو تغيير. احنا مش يعني، وبعدين الموضوع مش حاجة فلافي وبناخدها فور جرانتد، لا احنا فاهمين كويس ودارسين وقاريين وشايفين، واحنا مش وي اكسبيرينسد يعني، مش جايين بقى من يعني من بره الكوربريت وفجأة قررنا نبقى ويلنس. لا احنا وي اكسبيرينسد يعني. والمشاكل الويلنس مش it wasn't born yesterday، it's been there for the past 30 40 years. احنا بس الكورونا بس highlighted it even more، بس ده هي دي الفكرة يعني.
Yeah, true.
فقولي لي انت بقى بعد ما خلصتي، انت خدتي الخطوة بقى الجريئة دي اللي هو انا بحب الناس بتاخد الريسكس، because without risk nothing is ever
Okay,
successful in
exactly.
life يعني. يعني
It didn't happen randomly, to be honest. I mean, it had a trigger. And I always say, as you were mentioning في الأول, sometimes قبل حتى ما نبتدي the recording, we talked about how people would feel and what people are facing and traumas and the challenges that we face. And sometimes from all of those sufferings, a new change happen. It's just like the butterfly. You just like move from this to that and you transform. And this was like, okay, نقطة بقى الحاسمة. I kept doing corporate. I'm not happy. I was not happy. I was stressed out all the time. I felt it's totally out of my comfort zone. And I like collaboration more than competition. So too much competition was not comfortable to me as a person. And then what happened is just at that point of time, and I lost my father. And my father was everything to me. My friend, my father, everything. And I was here and he was back. I was not there. And I even could not, by the time I was flying, I did not attend the funeral. That was a hit in my life. And that was, it's not a normal grief. It was a traumatizing grief. I went from that. I was in Egypt. I was still in another zone. You know how grief goes. And then when I came back to Dubai, it's just like the downhill started. Clinical depression. But having the awareness, I was able to call for help. And I always tell people, do not shy from calling for help. We need to do that. I picked up the phone. It was very difficult for me because I, at that point of time, my grief and my depression, I did not want people around, not even the closest people. I called a friend of mine and I told her, give me the name of your best psychiatrist, because I needed not a psychologist. I knew that I needed medication for some reason. And although I went holistic, people tell me, ah, medication, and I tell them, no, but medications at certain points of time save lives. And I knew I was on the verge of something bad. I called. I was talking to my psychotherapist, a blessed one, one of the best, and he prescribed medications. I started to feel like I can move, because before that I couldn't even leave bed. I couldn't do my work, I couldn't do anything. I was just like, so I started to like that. Then he was also super smart. He knew that I love creativity in general. And he knew that I love dancing. So outside, I used to dance. I had performances and everything. And he told me, this thing makes you feel good. Meanwhile, let's explore if you can learn something more about dancing in terms of dance therapy. I was super intrigued. I thought, what is that? That is interesting. At that point, it was, and I thought like, wow, I can be doing something I'm so passionate for. And then have therapy out of it. I went into a rabbit hole of research, okay? Researching dance, and I found like master's degree of dance and movement therapy. They need a psychology degree before that. This is it, this is that. And they're not even in country, or you cannot do them online. You need to travel. But meanwhile, I found something that is generally called art therapy. And I've heard about that. I haven't experienced it at that point of time. But I thought, okay, let me see what is this. لقيت برضه ماسترز ديجري اور وات ايفر بس ذن اي فاوند ذس كورس اباوت ارت ثيرابي وذ ا هوليستيك ابروتش اند افريد ماتيريال اتس لايك فول اتس جاست ا فيري لونج كورس اند اي لايك اوكي ليت مي كول ذا بيبل اي واز فيلينج داون اي هاف جاست دان ذات اند اي مين ماي ثيرابيست هيلب مي ا لوت ذات واز ات اي ستارتد توكينج تو ذا بيبل فور ا فول اور اوفر ذا فون جاست تو انكواير اباوت ثينجز اند اي جوين
اوكي
So I started by joining. My plan was not to switch to anything. I was trying to support myself first. And I always say, whenever we work in something that is wellness or whatever, we don't go to the course to say, and I see people come to my courses now that I teach, and they say, I'm in this course to help people. And I tell them, okay, so I would shy off from saying help people. I guide people, I empower people, they need to help themselves. And you need to start by yourself. So
I agree ان كل تروما بتطلع كل جيرني بتطلع بتروما هي تروما تبقى نتيجة حاجة حصلت واحنا بناخد الخطوة الجريئة اللي هي نغير نفسنا الأول زي ما انتي عملتي زي ما انا عملت يعني انا I never said I wanted to help anyone but what I said is I'm on a journey of transformation من شخص كنت في الكوربت كنت I was depressed آخر سنتين كان the culture في الشركة was one of the telecom companies هنا في مصر culture في الشركة was really toxic من day one من أول ما ابتديت حسيت إن أنا disconnected من الناس زائد ان اي واز اوريدي بقالي سنه اوت اوف ا جوب، فيعني يعني ذات اون توب اوف ذات اون توب اوف انا ما كنتش مبسوط يعني، مضطر انا اخد الشغلانه عشان البيلز الفلوس وعشان العيال فرقبتي يعني، مش اكتر من مش اكتر من كده يعني. وتروما اللي حصلت ان انا اي ونت اوت اوف جوب اجين عشان خاطر الكورونا. بس هي الفكره، انا ما ابتديتش البودكاست عشان اساعد الناس، انا ابتديت البودكاست عشان افنت عن المشاكل اللي انا كنت بقابلها in an indirect way يعني، ما حدش عارف يعني، يعني the intention يعني I was never intending to continue the podcast. انا قلت ايه، شويه كده كام episodes كده هفنت شويه واهدى خلاص وارجع ارجع للشغل. بس هي it continued, it blew up and now انا بانيها على my journey، لان انا عايز ناس شبهي وناس شبهيك. ف يا اي اجري وذ يو طبعا. عمري ما باجي اقول انا عايز اساعد الناس، انا جاي اسبورت ذم
يس
وجاي اقول لهم، زي ما انت عارفه الناس اللي على السوشيال ميديا يقولوا لك انفلونسر، هو ار يو انفلونسينج يعني، ار يو انفلونسينج مي؟ ايم نوت انفلونسد يعني، يعني اف ايم فولوينج ان انفلونس ايم نوت انفلونسد. كلمه الانفلونس يعني، يعني they have a power to persuade me to buy something, they don't
would
have the
like
power.
inspire rather than influence.
اه بس بس
I would
بس
always like to inspire people, not
I inspire
influence.
I inspire والله، في حد ياخد الانسبريشن دي تمام فاين، في حد ما شايف ده كلام اي كلام وخلاص ما don't follow me يعني، it's a very simple equation يعني. ف I totally agree معاك يعني، ان و I agree طبعا ان every journey بتاعت كل واحد unfortunately it starts with a trauma of some kind يعني. I'm not saying يعني، بس بيبقى التروما has a magical effect خلينا has a magical effect for the human spirit، ان بتزقه ان if you want to give up you can give up, if you want to fight for what you want go ahead and fight يعني، يعني this is how strong a trauma is يعني.
I totally relate and I totally agree, because at that point of time, as you've mentioned the word transformation, for us to be able to work as coaches or practitioners in art therapy or whatever, we need to have passed through the transformation ourselves. It does not come out of nowhere. And although, yeah, we might have passed through a transformation that is different than others, but you know how many layers you need to shed, how many times you need to be out of your comfort zone and build this kind of resilience so that you can guide other people to build this resilience.
بالضبط
This
بالضبط
is
بالضبط
exactly what happened to me in this journey of art therapy.
بالضبط
I did not know the magic of going through that. And that's why when I talk about, now I teach the same course, by the way, in the same place where I graduated from it, because I fell in love with the course and people have seen how I talk about it. And then people kept telling me, you do good sales. And I tell them, no, it's not sales. It's just when I'm passionate about something, you will hear it all over my voice. And for now, I'm already louder and I'm ready, because it was a beautiful journey. And beautiful, not like, because also when people hear a beautiful journey, you've been doing art. No, I've cried my heart out. I've locked the room on me. I've done everything. It's just like shedding all of these things. But art therapy is a magical tool to support people into expressing anything that is nonverbal, that they are not able to articulate in words, able to express emotions. And in many times, and this is now my favorite topic, and I give many sessions about that, because we have been conditioned that if we are sad or angry or whatever, this is a negative emotion. And I never use negative. I say this is the dark side of us, and we need to embrace it, and we need to know how to navigate through that and manage those emotions. So we do this through art in a beautiful way.
I do this through a meditation اتعلمته من المنتورز بتاعتي. تعرف انا يعني انا واخد كوتشنج سيرتيفيكت مايندفولنس من شركه هابيتود اللي هي اتس ان انديان كومباني، and their main work is happiness in the workplace and happiness عامه يعني and mind. ف one of my favorite ones was مديتيشن اباوت، انت عارفه انسايد اوت صح؟ عارفه الفيلم انسايد اوت؟ هو
course. I mean, I mention it in every session that I talk about emotions. Part one, part
يعني
two.
بارت 1 بارت 2. هو بقى هو بالظبط المديتيشن عامل زي الكاركترز اللي انت بتشوفيها على انسايد اوت، نفس
I'm
الكاركترز.
interested, يا مهند. Please
يعني
run
ده
this
ايديا.
meditation for me.
I will tell you. هو it's very simple. انت you imagine every bad emotion as a person. انت قاعده في magical forest. This is how they put it. قاعده تحت a magical tree. And we start with, he always starts with disgust. Disgust is a person. بيجي يجي لك يعدي عليكي فانت بتسلمي عليه تقولي له هاي disgust, how are you? I'm so happy and excited that you are in my life. I really accept you. I really, يعني, thank you for always guiding me وكده. لان disgust guides you
A
when you
safe.
feel in a safe way. The anger, the same thing. Thank you, anger, for being there, Marshi, and so on until we go to the happiness, blissful peace, the positive emotions in you.
I love that. I love this because it's just exactly the narrative I tell people, but also putting it into a meditation is beautiful to make people visualize more. So I mean, that was it. I've just like spent the time expressing emotions, going, being vulnerable. And this is very important because most of the time I used to hide, especially when I lost my father, but I cried my heart out. I was in a safe space and I felt like I really want to also hold a safe space for other people to express themselves and be their authentic selves without any judgment. So what happened in when I finished this course, I thought like, okay, I think I found what I really love, because it's, and maybe I didn't tell you, when they have done this assessment for me for the MBA, they were doing like this, some sort of brain diagram for me. And I've always been the computer science, mathematics, or whatever. They've asked me a bunch. They brought people that do the assessment that have a major in business plus psychology together. And that was a complicated assessment. And then the end of it, they have shown me some sort of a diagram where he maps my brain. And he told me, your brain looks very different. It seems like it's a big lump on the right side, but then it's a big skew to the left. And I told him, what is that? He told me, probably you're more into the perception, creativity, and whatever, but you learned and acquired to be on the left. So that's why I used to write well when I was young or whatever. I was never an artist drawing things, putting it on the wall. But art therapy, the beauty of it says, everyone is creative. You don't need to create something to put it on a wall at any point of day. It's your own expression. That's why it's beautiful.
Yes.
And we need guided exercises. So we do not let people do things randomly. If I want to explore self-limiting beliefs, or I want to explore specific emotions, or let the person do a self-discovery, there are guided exercises for that. And we run the conversation. And since then, I've built a plan how to transition from the full-time from a corporate full time to being a holistic art therapy practitioner, because I also I'm a yoga instructor and I'm a meditation teacher, so I've studied those, and I think this is a good combination that I would do. As part of art therapy, we learn holistic counseling because we need to run a conversation. It's not like I throw art at anyone. I need to know the what I need. So it's not like coaching. It's some sort of coaching in a holistic approach. And I thought like, okay, this resonates so much. I really resonate with that. A lot of studies since then, I've put a plan to transition from corporate to this. And for people who would always want to do a transition, I have to say this thing, and this would be my only advice. Do not expect that you leave a corporate job and be able to build the same amount on the first even couple of years. So what we do is that we build a plan on the minimum that we can sustain on. Because people who said like, I take X, how would I make X with that? Okay, no, if you jump out of that, you wouldn't. So you either navigate both for a while until you figure out. And during this time, you need to build your own connections, to discover yourself, to learn more, to build your own structure, to understand how to be unique. Because many people now call themselves coaches while they're not. While some other people are doing this, but they don't have, maybe there is something missing. So how to work this out, and you know this
يا
definitely better than me,
ده
but
اكيد اكيد. يعني هي الفكره ان الناس عايزه، يعني the people want، دايما عايزين يبقوا زيك، بس هم مش يعني
quick
بس
fix.
quick fix، وعايزين يبقوا عندهم نفس المرتب او نفس الفلوس بس يعملوا زيك. بس it doesn't go like that. يعني عشان كده احنا دايما نقول، يعني او انا دايما بقول if you want to be successful you have to do the hard things first عشان توصل للمرحلة دي، لأن المرحلة دي بتبقى مرحلة، وبعدين وأنت وصلت هنا and you want to work more، فأنت عايزة I don't know تكبري ال service بتاعك، تكبري الشركة بتاعتك، تفتحي في فرع هنا وفرع هنا وفرع هنا. يعني أنا قصدي the sky is the limit. يعني مفيش limit أصلاً. يعني هي الفكرة إن كل مرحلة ليها شغلها، وكل مرحلة ليها التشالنجز بتاعتها. بس عشان أبقى سكسسفول النهاردة أنا لازم أبتدي النهاردة، أكشلي امبارح. يعني إن أكشوال فاكت لازم أكون ابتديت امبارح. ما ينفعش الناس تقعد تقول بص فلان أصل بقى كذا وبقى كذا وبقى كذا. ما حدش يعرف أسرار البيوت خالص، ما حدش يعرف الناس دي بتعمل إيه. حتى السكسسفول كوربريت امبلويز ما حدش عارف هما بيعملوا ايه عشان the sacrifices they do. يعني يعني انا ما عنديش مشكلة الناس تشتغل في corporate، انا عندي
of
مشكلة
course.
ان الناس عايزة تبقى successful بس مش عايزة تعمل شغلها. لا you cannot do that. يعني
Everything needs the hard work, exactly. أنا معاك جدا يا مهند، كل الحاجات وكل
يعني
حاجات ليها its own struggles، والناس
طبعا
بتحكم with what they see online with what you portray.
لا
أكيد
طبعا
لو أنا في وقت من الأوقات I was struggling because I'm trying to manage those finances when I've jumped off the ship and I'm trying to do that. And if one day I'm sitting in the corner crying, this will not come on social media. But I have the vulnerability. I can be vulnerable and tell people that were my struggles, these were my struggles, this is what I've worked on,
بالضبط
because it helps me to navigate through the journey and
بالضبط
sail it
بالضبط.
forward.
يعني I always tell people you have to be vulnerable, you have to be resilient، لأن الحياة مش روزز. لو أنت عايز تفضل في الكومفورت زون بتاعك، مش عايز تتحرك، this is your decision, it's not my decision. Don't بقى judge me إن أنت بتعمل حاجة بره النورم. لا أنا ما بعملش حاجة بره النورم. أنا in actual fact أنت اللي عامل حاجة بره النورم، لأن الحياة is ups and downs. الحياة لازم تاخد التشالنجز، لأن في الأول في الآخر ربنا حطنا على الأرض دي لفترة قصيرة جدا، no matter how many years بقى. ف might as well capitalize على الفترة دي. يعني ناس كتيرة فاكرة إني أنا عشان mindfulness coach فأنا I'm always happy, I'm always positive. لا أنا يا جماعة بروح أشوف therapist. Honestly I've been seeing a therapist for the past few months working on relationship issues, working on myself, working on عشان مش عيب مش غلط. يعني أنا عايز حد unbiased non-judgmental يسمعني ويقول لي أعمل إيه. يعني إيه الخطوات، إيه الحاجات، هل في ما أعرف نوع medication زي ما أنت بتقولي أخذوه في حاجة، عشان mental health is important. يعني ف we always have to seek. ف it doesn't matter أنا فين. يعني حتى if I'm preaching and being a mindful person and preaching it، مش معناه إن I don't feel الوجع بتاع الناس. يعني
فكرتني بحاجة I love what you're talking about, and thank you for sharing this, because I always want people to know that. And actually some people portray themselves as being coaches or holistic counselors as like really in this bubble of happiness and so on. One time I was asked in one of the sessions, and you would relate to that because it relates to exactly what you say. One person asked me like, what would a holistic counselor look like? I was just like, just normal human. They've imagined somebody with like the bohemian clothes, with like, if my hair is getting white, it's all white. And it can be like that. I mean, but this is the human being. This is not how I need to look like. And then my answer was exactly what you've mentioned. And thank you so much for mentioning this. Lama is a holistic counselor, an art therapy practitioner, a coach, anyone, even a psychologist, a psychiatrist, anyone. They are human beings. They pass through
بالضبط
all of it. They pass through
بالضبط
hardship. They pass through emotions. However, the only difference is that they've built this kind of awareness that they are able to pull themselves out faster than others who do not have the awareness. So if I know that something is pulling me down, I would say, okay, probably I will give myself this day to reflect on that. I know I'm not feeling well. I accept myself. I have compassion. I'll just hug myself. I'll just do whatever I do until I pass that. Or, as you mentioned, thankfully, I would seek help. I would seek a professional, which
صح.
actually does not make me less, but this makes me resilient and being able to figure out what I'm passing through. So this is what somebody with awareness would do. This is the difference. Not that they are living a bubbly, happy life all
لا
the
لا،
time.
ما فيش فيش
But
حاجة
human
اسمها
beings.
بابلي، ما فيش حاجة اسمها بابلي هابي لايف. يعني يعني أتحدى أي حد يجي يعيش يوم واحد معايا ويقدر يسرفايف. No one can survive anyone's journey. That's the sure thing.
Everyone has their own journey,
Everyone
yes.
has their own, everyone has their own way of surviving. بس the difference is في ناس زيك وزي know how to deal with hardships because we've been through a lot of
Yeah.
hardships. فخلاص بقينا عارفين how to deal with. في ناس ما دخلوش ال hardships او ما تعاملوش مع ال hardships او they avoided اي kind of risk طول حياتهم، ف they don't know يعني. And I always say you don't know what you know. يعني you don't know what you know unless you try it. فالشخص اللي بيقول لي اخد ريسك دلوقتي في السن ده، قلت له اقول له يو دونت نو، ما تعرفش، ممكن تكون الريسك will pay off، ممكن الريسك doesn't pay off. This is why it's called a risk. So there is يعني a 50-50 chance of نجاح. يعني دايما بسأل السؤال ده بقى يعني في what's يعني one word or sentence that best describes Naveen.
Very difficult, but I would like to be at least okay. This is what I call myself, and this is what I like to be perceived, and this is what I was working on. I would choose the word authentic.
Okay, nice, very nice. What's your personal or professional dream?
To actually be able to hold more safe space for people. I don't, to be honest, I don't have like big dreams of building companies or whatever, but my dream is to be able to spread the word, to build this credibility and encourage more people and support more people to navigate through their difficult journeys.
Okay, that's great. Thank you, Naveen, for today. It was an
Thank you
amazing,
so much.
amazing, amazing
اتبسطت
episode.
قوي. معلش
One
انا
hour.
بدات السيشن بتكلم كتير بس I when I get excited I'm not usually when I get excited know that if I enjoyed it then I talk much. So now
لا
you know
لا
how much I
لا
enjoyed it.
لا thank you بجد. يعني it was you're such an amazing, amazing, amazing guest. أشكرك و thank you for your time. And thank you for teaching us something new that we haven't known about. I hope يعني it resonates with people, inshallah, and they start their own journeys, يعني inshallah. يعني thank you for being with us, يعني.
Thank you for having me. So
Thank
thank
you.
you so much.
Thank you everyone على انكم سمعتوا الابسود الاسبوع ده. الاسبوع الجاي ان شاء الله معانا جيست او جيستس او جديد بنيو جيرني، بفكره جديده، برحله جديده. فخليكم معانا وخليكم في السلام وامان. See you then.